Are you recording again?
Yeah, we're recording. Butt sex. That's how I'll know how to link it up. I'll link up the words butt sex, and that's how I'll know when to link everything together.
Yeah, what's the deal with that, by the way? Before Mike gets on, we can talk about him.
Since he's late. I mean, like, but this is recording, so I'm going to use all of this. So if we talk about him, he's going to hear us talking about
That's
him.
Fine. Dude. Yeah,
Mike, you're a piece of shit.
So you guys are on East Coast time. So as I look outside right now, it's pitch black outside. Yeah. What kind of boat training is going on at 9 o'clock at night?
I don't know, man.
We would have to ask Mikkel that.
I mean, the sun goes down at 8, so what kind of boat training? I mean, he works normal, like, hours, right?
And then yeah, Mike just texted me and said ready.
All right, let's, you know what? Over, under, how long it takes for him to be pissy about him being late.
Yeah, and then over, under on how long it takes for his first Detroit Tigers troll.
Oh, ooh, yeah, hey, let's do that. Let's not mention anything about the Tigers and Indians, and I'll give it 2.5 minutes.
All right. Yes. I've got a timer on here. I think that if we give him any shit about boating, he's going to lose his fucking mind.
Yeah, that's going to be the first thing. One of you has to say it, though.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to try to add him to the call here. And
by the way, everybody, welcome to the Playing with the Boys podcast. I'm your host, Aaron, joined by my buddies Mark and Boney. Say hello, fellas.
How are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on, Aaron?
Doing well, and we're going to bring Mike Rodino Klee Wolverine on from his 9 p.m. boating lesson.
Let's see how this goes.
Is Mike going to join the podcast tonight, or is he just...
I'm right here.
Mike!
Why am I getting work emails at 10 o'clock?
Mike, welcome to the show. We are discussing peanut butter cookies.
We also just figured out that Boney has a job. Aaron and I had discussed that earlier in the evening, and he said he's getting work emails. So,
oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you about that.
Now we can confirm that you do have a job.
What do you mean?
Do you work for service?
Why would you think I'm unemployed?
Because you never thought in your job.
You do nothing but talk shit all day on the internet.
No, I don't. And don't say that on the podcast in case any of my coworkers are listening.
It's okay. All right. I'm going to try.
I mean, I use two, and I have a job.
What time do you go to work in the morning?
Who are you asking?
Boney.
Anywhere between being on site at 6 a.m. and 9.
All right, so that is approximately 16 hours ago. I'm going to go back 16 hours in your timeline and see how much you fucking tweeted today. All right.
Wow. Well, there was about a 30-minute stretch at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I woke. So that was when Cleveland Twitter first got to work today.
Can you tally how many of them are about Cleveland?
Oh, my God. Like 85% of my tweets today were about Cleveland.
Every day.
Not every day.
Just about.
What the fuck are you eating?
Yes, seriously. That's the most
did you not eat at boating lessons? Did they not have a catered dinner or what?
No.
Are we going to discuss boating lessons? Were you
we are. Whether Mike wants to or not, that shit's happening. I want to know the ins and outs of a boating lesson that starts in the early evening. Did you guys go into like night vision goggles tonight and that's why it took so fucking long for you to get home?
No.
Are you having dinner right now?
Yes,
it was the first. It was the first class. I'm done with dinner now.
What did you have for dinner?
Taco Bell.
Spicy chicken, Cool Ranch, Doritos, Locos Tacos.
Yep, I had two of them.
Oh my god, dude! So
could there be a longer name, by the way?
Whatever, look, dude. They're delicious.
Family just bought this boat. I got to learn how to drive it.
Why?
Because I want to be able to captain the ship.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. I hope you have to go down with the ship one day.
Will you change your Twitter name to Captain Mike?
Fuck, fuck no.
Captain Wolverine.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Will you wear an anchor pin on your shirt?
No.
Why? Are you going to wear a little captain's boating hat?
You seem a little sensitive about this. Do you want us to change the subject?
No, we're not changing the subject. We need answers.
Yeah, I know it's going to come up. It's going to be prevalent throughout the entire podcast.
No, well, we're talking about it now, the first segment of the podcast.
Yeah, I know we are. I'm not averse to it. I'll step up like a man and talk about it.
Why are you so defensive?
Yeah, I don't understand. We want to know.
It's just like I feel like you guys are defensive of activities that I have to do.
Defensive? We're offensive.
Not offensive, I should say.
We're offended.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's like the podcast. My life is not as important as the podcast.
Well, that's true.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know about you guys. I actually think you just
nailed it.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, big timer over here.
So, can I ask you a question, Mike? See, yeah. I had to say that. Can I ask you a question? Did you name your team at trivia last night? Pork My Dumpling, like I asked.
Yes, I did.
You really did.
Yeah.
How did Pork My Dumpling do?
Mike was MVP.
I was MVP. Took home $20.
Nice.
Is that really a thing? Like, the place that you go has most valuable trivia, MVT?
Yes.
No, we don't. We just pick it on our own team because splitting the $20 four ways is pretty stupid.
Oh, so you get to keep the $20 yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have you spent it yet? Did you spend it on that Taco Bell and boating lessons?
I spent it on Taco Bell.
How much Taco Bell did you buy?
Just two tacos.
Man, that money sounds like it went a long way.
Well, I still have $18 left, Boney.
Well, are you going to buy a jersey with that, like a Johnny Football or a Lonnie Baseball?
No. Hopefully, John Axford, after tonight, evidently he just pitched the game of his life a few minutes ago. Let me check in here.
Cody Allen did.
Cody Allen.
Yeah, when Cody Allen's not too busy giving up home runs to bottom of the order Tigers hitters.
Yeah, but we still won, so.
Check the time. I have 8:25 on the call.
Yeah,
machine.
We went long. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like he didn't even bring it up on his own. You brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up.
That's true.
You can't bait someone into bringing it up. So.
Let's talk about the rant Boney was going on from like 9:15 to 9:45 about his, and I tend to agree with him, but he seems much more passionate to me about his dislike of like summer beers, like summer shandy and like like lemon or orange.
I don't like them either.
It's bullshit. I mean,
it is bullshit.
So full disclosure. I drink Blue Moon, okay? I don't consider Blue Moon to be a summer beer, even though you can kind of say that it is.
It's a beer that you put in your vagina.
Yeah, it's a beer that I put, I butt chug it.
You put in your vagina, okay.
So, but when I see the TV commercials, I see all these people hanging out with Mike at their boats, holding their summer shandy bottles, all smiling with their plaid shirts on and their Bermuda shorts and their... in their dock cider, Sperry top cider boat shoes, and they're all smiling like they just left the country club. I don't need a beer, like, for the summer. Just give me an American flag canned Budweiser, and I'll be good.
Yeah, Mike, do you have a top five yacht rock songs? Like, is it mostly Don Henley?
I haven't even been on the boat yet, so I can't.
I want to know what love is.
I haven't been even on the boat.
No, I bet when he gets on the boat, the Miami Vice theme song plays.
Oh, dude. Like, oh, shit, I can't drive this boat until I have my smoking jacket.
I need to get one of those.
Yeah. He pulls up to the dock in his, in his DeLorean, and he gets out. And it's just Miami Vice music just cranking.
Are we going to start this thing?
No, this has been going on. This is like, we're 18 minutes in. You jumped in late. We're there. You should say hi to everyone.
We didn't even know we were recording.
Okay. Oh, it's Mike here. Captain Mike.
I introduced you 3 minutes before you actually joined the call, so. Yeah,
Captain Mike is on the podcast.
Oh.
Captain Mike, Grand Wizard Boney. What are we going to call Aaron?
He's the first mate.
Freeloading Aaron.
Freeloading.
He hasn't paid for the podcast yet.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Aaron, why are you on the call, Aaron?
Technical reasons. Mark still wasn't here.
See, I get a hard time for being late, but Aaron hasn't even paid up to be on the podcast.
Yeah, but I was an original founding member, unlike you two, who just kind of butted your way in.
Yeah, but we're burning through bandwidth that we can't afford right now because of your cheap ass.
Sorry, my PayPal thinks I'm committing fraud, man.
I don't know, man. Maybe you, I don't have a doubt in my mind that maybe you are committing identity theft because I've dealt with people in Ohio before who have tried to steal my identity and have screwed me out of things.
No one in Ohio has tried to steal your identity.
That's not true. I will tell you the story. My wife and I, when we were married, we got married in 2005, and her gift to me was tickets to the Michigan-Ohio State game. And we were going to go. We got married in 2004. We were going to go that year, but she wanted to go to Michigan Stadium. She didn't want to go to shittown Columbus, the toilet bowl. She didn't want to go there.
Shame on her.
Right. Oh, yeah, because she wants to get fucking quarters and batteries thrown at her by a bunch of dickheads. So she decided, well, 2005, we'll go to the game. And she went through the process of...
How'd that go for you?
Oh, no, this is a fucked up story. That was a great game. I mean, Michigan was winning, and then, you know, Troy Smith did his deal, hit Anthony Gonzalez and Santonio Holmes. It was an amazing game. Lloyd Carr should have never punted with 6 minutes left with a 12-point lead. All they needed was one first down to win. So fuck you, Lloyd Carr. But back to the actual story. She bought tickets for us on eBay for the game, and they were about $250 a piece because they were really good seats. And the guy who actually sold us the tickets was a very highly rated ticket broker, and he sold about maybe 300 or 400 people tickets to the game and to the Daytona 500, took all the money and skipped town. And he probably ran off with about $120,000. So I had his number, I had his email, and I was trying to call the guy's house. I was trying to just get a hold or just get my money back. And I was working as a reporter at the time, so I had ways to find people's landline phone numbers. And I found the phone number of his wife's daughter and called her and said, you know, my wife bought me these tickets for our anniversary. We're going to go to the game for the first time. We really just want to know where the guy is, if anything, to get our money back. And this lady from Fostoria, Ohio, calls us back about 10 minutes later, and she goes, our neighbor has two tickets to the game. He feels bad about what's happened because there's, you know, news trucks and all these reporters banging on our door. If you meet us in Bowling Green, we'll give you these tickets, and you guys can go to the game. So we, like, left that morning and drove straight through to Bowling Green the day before the game and got the tickets, and we were the only people of the 500 people that bought tickets that got screwed out that got to go to the game.
Wow.
So how did someone in Ohio steal your identity? It sounds like someone in Ohio is really nice to you.
No. The guy, you can look up the story. He was trying to commit credit card fraud and steal people's identity on top of
Yeah, but
of
the moral of that story is Fostoria, Ohio, which is a terrible place if you've ever been there.
No.
It's a shithole.
Yeah, it's horrible. I had to go there for work once. It was bad. But the fact that somebody there gave you two tickets to the Michigan game or Ohio State Michigan game just shows that us Ohio folk are very good people.
No, he got the tickets in Bowling Green. Weren't you paying attention?
Yeah, were you not paying attention to any of that story?
Jesus Christ.
Is Bowling Green not in Ohio?
I'm just waiting for your turn to talk, shithead.
No, it is in Ohio, but still he almost got fucked over.
Very clearly almost got completely shit on by an Ohio State guy.
Okay, who came to your rescue? Where were they from?
But the point is, it would have never happened had I not, like, called and harassed these people and be like, dude, I just want my money back. The only reason why I got the tickets was because I was the only person who called. I was the only one who was nice. They'd be getting calls all night from people complaining and angry that they've been robbed of money. I was like, you know, I just want my money back, and I was nice about it. And they're like, okay, we'll give you the tickets. It wasn't like they sought me out and were like, let's do something nice because we're from Ohio. It was because I was nice to them as a Michigan fan.
I'm sorry, you're sensitive, man.
Yeah, well, people from Ohio don't say that anyway. They say, we're from Ohio, so let's make everybody's life miserable.
What the hell does that mean?
You know what that means.
Oh, we make your life miserable on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which really, I really enjoy it.
It makes my life hell when I gain like 30 followers in the last week when all I did was troll Cleveland.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's obvious I'm making a positive statement on Twitter. When I tweet normally, I lose followers. When I troll Cleveland, I gain followers.
Do you ever tweet about your grand wizard activities?
I think you're gaining followers from the podcast. I wouldn't give yourself so much credit.
No, that's not true. I haven't gained a single fucking follower from this thing.
Actually, I'll probably admit I am gaining followers from the podcast because everybody that's followed me follows all you clowns.
Oh,
yeah, so exactly.
He's
joined our cult.
Yeah.
But I have had some unfollowers because evidently I go a little bit overboard on Twitter sometimes.
Oh, you think?
Oh, really?
You don't think? I mean, you went like full Pat Sajak yesterday after the Tigers lost. Like bitching about climate control and shit. Yeah, that's how angry
bitching you about the plane and all that shit.
Climate control? What are you talking about?
Pat Sajak. He was like trolling people on Twitter. It's a current event, man. Read the news.
The plane got away. That's why we got.
Oh, shut up. I don't care. They got swept.
Oh, sure you don't.
You know what pissed me off, though, today? Did anybody look at my timeline this morning?
No.
I get up in the morning and I look at your fucking timeline.
Actually, I did. I wanted to go back and see how many times you tweeted about Cleveland.
No, that's bullshit. I woke up this morning and I pulled up Twitter to see what was doing. And you know what I see? I see a bunch of clowns talking about, who are we going to draft with the first pick in the NBA draft? Every day it's been
that way. Why are people talking about that?
We're going to trade for Kevin Love.
Who are the Pistons drafting?
I don't care about the Pistons.
Yeah, you do. You're talking about how you're the Pistons
game.
You drove to Cleveland to
watch. Oh, my God.
But now you don't care because they suck.
Oh, my God. If every tweet is, I wonder what we have to trade for Kevin Love.
Watch the Pistons. You care.
It shouldn't be any more than 12 or 15 tweets about Kevin Love because that's all the number of players you can have on the roster. We're going to trade for Kevin Love. Who are we going to trade? Tristan Thompson. Well, no, he's too valuable. During the season, who got shit on more than Tristan Thompson? Nobody. Yet he's more valuable. He's too valuable to trade for Kevin Love.
Did you?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not disagreeing, but did you watch a lot of Cavs games?
No, I don't watch a lot of Cavs. I don't watch a lot of NBA. Period.
Well, then how would you gather a thought like that? An opinion,
dude. I don't have to watch 82 games to see a guy sucks, or read the general consensus, or check a stat line on a game or a stat sheet for a 10-game period.
Yeah, if it's 11-10 this year, that's not terrible.
Can we I have to step in here because I feel like I can solve this problem and you guys don't have to fight anymore. We're all on the same team because as we've learned over the last few weeks, if you like Cleveland, you're allowed to like Cleveland. But if you hate Cleveland, you actually like them. So everybody fucking loves Cleveland. It doesn't matter what we do.
No.
Not this week. This week we hate Cleveland. We don't like Cleveland.
We secretly love them or don't love them. Someone needs to fucking do this arithmetic for me.
Okay.
Do I love Cleveland?
Aaron and I have clearly explained this. We
not very well.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Can you show your math this time?
Would you guys shut up and let me explain? All right, what we said last week is there's certain individuals like Boney and Goose and Goon Liano who tweet so much about Cleveland that you wouldn't even know what team they rooted for.
I can't listen to this.
And then
you're lumping me in with two.
I know Mark doesn't like Cleveland.
You've lumped me in with these two douchebags. I'm not even listening to that.
I actually had a really good time in Cleveland. It's you people that fucking suck.
I saw Mark's son
don't
do the OHIO.
Don't even fucking say it.
I
should put your ass on the registered sex offender list for violating my child. He has night terrors. Night terrors.
He was so excited for the OHIO cheer, really.
He was like, what is this hairy man beast putting my arms up in the air for? Dad?
Let's talk about, what do you think?
Yeah. Let's get off of that topic.
You're getting weird, man. When you come across an adult male, well, it'd be even worse if it's a chick, but when you see a man with a mustache under the age of like 40.
I think he sits at Starbucks with a manual typewriter all day.
I'm really creeped out by guys with mustaches.
Really?
Creeped out by it? It's just an odd thing to see. You're just like,
wow. Mustaches really weird me out, man. I feel very, like Mark Cuban feels really uncomfortable around black people wearing hoodies. I feel uncomfortable around anyone under the age of 40 with a mustache.
Well, but I mean, if you think of evil dictators, you think mustaches.
Right. Boney, what makes you uncomfortable? Black men?
When black people sit next to me on the bus.
That's got to be tough in Chocolate City.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Mike's over there tearing his ACL. He's slapping his knee so hard.
Yeah. You're just that lonely lonely vanilla filling inside Chocolate City's Oreo.
Now, when I get on the bus, if there's an African-American sitting in the front half of the bus, I get off.
You're like the anti-Rosa Parks?
Yeah, I dive right off the bus. I'm not doing that.
I don't know anymore if your stories are just made up or if that's true.
I don't know if it's true. It's pure bony.
How is that a story? First off, I don't ride the bus. So obviously it's a joke.
Kyle Bony.
I don't know what you do.
And secondly, Washington, D.C. is referred to as Chocolate City, so I'm not lying. I don't know what you...
We don't have to go over this again. Like, you have to keep defending it.
Yeah, well, Mike...
I'm going to Google Chocolate City.
Mike and Aaron are telling me I'm a liar when Chocolate City is D.C.
I know you're not lying.
I'm joking about riding on a bus when I don't ever ride on the bus.
So are you saying that only black people ride buses or something? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Urban Dictionary, Chocolate City, Washington, D.C., possibly the blackest city in America, often called the Chocolate City with its vanilla suburbs.
That's Detroit. That should be Detroit. Detroit has, like, the highest rate of white flight in, like, the history of the United States. That's no joke. The downtown Detroit's, like, 98% minority.
So Boney really hates Detroit.
I really want Detroit to take the mantle of Chocolate City so I can say that I'm from Chocolate City. That's what I'm trying to say.
I find it ironic now that Boney is a Detroit fan.
You can't say you're from Chocolate City, though, because Detroit would have gained that name after you moved away from there.
Well, I didn't move away from there by choice. My parents lost their jobs. Do you want to talk about do we have to talk about my past? My deep, dark 8-mile road past?
No.
I think someday we should visit it.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to a rap battle?
Yeah, man. I went right down to the Ford Theater.
What do you think would have ever happened, like, if Papa Doc would have went before B-Rabbit in the final rap battle in the 8-mile movie?
I don't know, because they only did what they did because that was in the script.
Right, but I want to know, like, if Papa Doc goes first, like, he never freezes up, and B-Rabbit might not have won in 8 Mile, and Eminem would never be Eminem.
So what part of all of this discussion tonight do you believe any of it is, like, the truth? Obviously that was a written script, and I'm joking about blacks on the bus, and you're talking about that they're all real stories somehow.
All right. I don't understand. Well, I think the only real story from tonight is that you think we get up in the morning and check your timeline.
and Mike is learning to captain a ship.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't understand why the below average baseball scout thinks it's necessary to put down peanut butter cookies.
What about peanut butter cookies? I want to.
Last week, Scout was, you know, being.
For those of you who don't know who that is a follower, one of our followers on Twitter, Brian Sikowski, because we don't sit here and just talk about our random Twitter friends.
Follow him at @Scoutkowski.
He was doing his little shtick where he, like, you know, he does his little grades everything or whatever. So he's saying, like, peanut butter is an elite food, which, I mean, I kind of agree with him. Peanut butter is really good. But then for whatever reason, he just starts bashing peanut butter cookies.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Right. And, like, and me and Boney kind of agree where I mean, I'm not, like, it's not my favorite cookie, but I think there's a million more cookies that deserve criticism.
It's a solid cookie.
Right, I agree. I like a peanut butter cookie. I don't understand when there's such thing as an oatmeal raisin cookie, why we're bashing...
It's a solid cookie, too. I like oatmeal raisin.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Oatmeal cookies or something.
Oatmeal chocolate chip is top of the line.
Ooh, those are good.
Maybe Scout just doesn't like the cookie part, because he goes from saying... peanut butter is an elite food, but peanut butter cookies are not. So he clearly has a problem with the cookie portion.
I mean, Scott Kowski also said Michael Brantley is an average baseball player.
So did I.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You two are both mad about whatever it is, though.
Let me pull up Michael Brantley's career line. You guys just keep talking.
I thought our podcast wasn't going to be about this.
It's not.
About what?
Be.
About what? Then. Dudes on Twitter?
About baseball stats.
Well, I mean, we could save all this for our little sports reporter segment at the end.
All right. But well, new topic.
If we're really
going
to get down to the semantics of the podcast, I really didn't feel like listening to you chew Taco Bell, but I had to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was on the podcast. You guys didn't even tell me.
Pretty professional act, eating on the microphone.
Pretty professional not telling the person on the air that they're on the podcast.
Well, maybe show up when we press record. We don't have to fucking do that.
Wow.
Not my fault.
Could this be the last podcast?
We're not going to break up.
No. Never.
Families fight, you know, and then they do dishes together and they high five and that's it.
Yeah. We're good. We're all cool.
Did that ever happen in your family?
No.
Like, you got into a fight and you're like, all right, let's go do the dishes, guys.
High fives and we walked off and it was like the end of the big chill.
Right. Did that ever happen for real?
No. I don't even think we ate at the table. Everyone just grabbed their food and walked in different directions.
I'm really just trying to find this angry tweet from him just bashing peanut butter cookies.
It was days ago.
So what about Channing Crowder?
He said Cleveland. What did he say? Is it anus of America and Cleveland fans are the hemorrhoids hanging off that anus or something?
What?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Oh, Channing Crowder, like the former shit linebacker for the Dolphins?
Yes.
What does
he
do?
I'd point out something that Anthony said on Twitter earlier, that the same people on Twitter who are losing their shit about Channing Crowder saying that about Cleveland are the same people that make Detroit bankruptcy jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Here, Liz, I don't, I mean, like, who's Channing Crowder? Like, why? I mean, I understand who he is, but why are we so upset that he said that? I don't really care.
I think it falls along that line of, doesn't matter who it is, if anybody talks about Cleveland, then they, you know.
Right. I mean, is that like a Detroit and Cleveland thing that they're just so sensitive about their city? I mean, like, I love Cleveland. I don't live there. I live close enough. But I don't know. I don't really care. Like, I live in Belleville, Ohio.
I'm sensitive.
If somebody just said, Belleville, Ohio sucks, I'd be like, meh, whatever, dude.
Well, you guys do have that Walmart.
I got to say, I get pretty sensitive about it sometimes.
No.
I get very sensitive.
You can make fun of the teams all you want, but if you make fun of the city, I get pissed.
So here's an exact tweet from Brian. It says,
talking about cookies.
Peanut butter is a near elite foodstuff. Peanut butter cookies are bottom of the scale. And then he said, and then he retweeted this dude who's also a baseball scout, but I think he's actually good at his job. Who says peanut butter cookies are the Grape Jolly Ranchers of cookies. And I'm assuming he doesn't like Grape Jolly Ranchers.
Grape Jolly Ranchers are bad.
So I'm just I don't like. I'm really almost offended and hurt. I don't really care that some dude doesn't like Cleveland, but I really care that Brian doesn't like peanut butter cookies.
You care more about peanut butter cookies than like the pride of your nearest metropolitan area.
Columbus is actually closer, but yeah, really? Absolutely.
Oh, there's no pride there, so.
Columbus, what did they say? Columbus is like the smartest city in the country right now or something.
No, it's not. Come on.
I'm just making
shit up.
Well, let me
there really was something that said that last year. I remember Sean, the cardiac kid, tweeting about it all the time.
Columbus, you know what? Columbus
is named the most intelligent city in America.
Why does Josh Altman look like an asshole when he pitches?
And that is an article from the Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail? Where the fuck is that from? Some random Ohio newspaper in Dayton?
Australia. Australia.
Well, you know what? Australia.
No, UK. The UK. So
that's London's biggest newspaper.
It's also in
what?
Hey, I want to. Can we talk about CJ and just give him a shout out? Because I realize he's actually our only fan and our biggest fan, at least.
Who?
If he's our only fan, CJ.
CJ who?
Woody Hayes.
Oh, screw that guy.
Yeah, because he makes fun of you all the time.
No, Ojo.
Wojo's okay.
CJ makes fun of you for being a wrestling fan. It's fantastic.
CJ's a stay-at-home.
You're a wrestling fan.
No, I like how you think I'm a wrestling fan just because once every 3 weeks I may tweet about watching Monday Night.
No, he makes. I don't know. He makes fun of you. I don't know. I've only been following you for like a week now.
So you like it because he makes fun of me? But now you don't know that he does.
I know that he makes fun of you.
Okay.
But how would I know that you watch wrestling?
Who's your favorite wrestler, buddy?
The Wyatt family.
The what?
The Wyatt family.
I know what they are. My kids watch it, and I watch with them sometimes.
Aaron watches wrestling, too. I've seen a movie about it.
I love old wrestling. The new wrestling sucks. I miss wrestling when I was, like, I don't know how long ago it was, but, like, when DX was a thing and Stone Cold. Like, you'll never convince me anything's cooler than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I like the wrestling from when back in the day when the wrestlers used to die
because
they did all the steroids.
That quote that Aaron just said might as well be on the Welcome to Ohio sign. Welcome to Ohio, quote, I can't think of anything cooler than Stone Cold Steve Austin, unquote.
Yeah, that is...
At least I don't live in the anus of America, Mike.
Wow.
That is the anus of America,
Cleveland. You like to visit it a lot.
I love Cleveland. I didn't even really know who Channing Crowder was. I thought he was like a defensive back.
Oh, he was one of Urban's finest in Florida.
I tried to. I was thinking of Channing Frye, the Phoenix Suns, for a second.
Why? Because they look the same? Are you trying to say they all look?
No, because they're both named Channing and they're professional athletes. Not exactly a common name.
Can we take a minute and look at what Josh Altman is wearing on the mound right now?
He's wearing stirrups.
Yeah,
is it the 1920s?
Does that bother you, Boney? I'm sure it'd be cool if the Tigers wore one because of those Zuba pants are so cool.
Oh, are you jealous about those pants?
Oh, I'm so jealous. They look great. So good to get swept in by the Indians.
Let's stitch a red-faced Indian on right on the Zubas.
Let's do it.
And then it'll be cool.
Let's talk about
Mickey getting ejected?
How about we go confront a Native American about how we should be able to have those things on our uniforms?
Yeah. That was actually Mike who did that.
Mike, that was you? We're like, listen, I'm going to beat this fucking drum and paint my face like this every day, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
I didn't kill your ancestors. Don't yell at me.
Yeah, we only plowed over them on Manifest Destiny. Go Tribe!
How much would people, like, say this was actually a popular show, you know, like, and people actually listened? What would the uproar be over Boney's racism?
If they can't figure out that he's not really racist, then
that's their own fault.
That's just.
I mean, he does live
in the blackest city in America. So to be fair, it'd probably be really tough to be racist there.
Said it last week. He's the hero that they're not ready for yet.
No, yeah. I think the funniest thing is both you and Mike laugh the loudest when I refer to it as Chocolate City. and then you always want to talk about
my area. The Dude, first time you said it.
It's funny. The first time you ever said it.
It just came out of nowhere. I'd never heard it before. And you're just like, we named our first ever episode Chocolate City, man. I mean, that's what it was called. That is what gained us our 7 fans. Was that reference right there? Listen, I just give the people what they want, and they want to hear about Chocolate City.
We are a very popular podcast, and I don't want to have this thing shit on every week. I feel like I work really hard to get this thing online, and I don't appreciate it.
I like it, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the strong lead-in with the Kenny Loggins song that just stops abruptly, and then we just start talking.
Dude, I listen to Playing with the Boys, the actual song, at least 4 times before we start recording every night. All right, I didn't say I was an audio engineer, but I am.
I listen to Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado.
Why?
Oh my God!
I don't know.
I'm not going to criticize Mark on anything. He does a fantastic job.
I do. I don't. I might be. Yeah.
Mark is a really superb. He is a 80 grade human being.
Yes.
I would have to agree with this.
Boney is a 45 grade. Is that
I'm going to give Boney like a 40 grade.
So sometime this summer, we all just have to actually meet up together and do one of these live, like just set up a table outside of Progressive. Do a live podcast.
Wait, no, Progressive, the insurance company or the field?
The field.
I think it'd be more fun if we just did it outside of the insurance company.
There's no way Boney would be coming to Cleveland. I think he'd just melt and die.
He would if I told him we found the guy who got in his dad's face.
Yeah,
at the Pistons game, the team he's not a fan of.
No, I went to a Tribe game last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Tigers.
Oh.
In Cleveland?
So since I brought it up, I need to give a shout out to Lindahl Insurance Company, who provided me with the tickets for the seats.
Thanks.
Word from our sponsors.
Yeah. Shout out to at WFNY Craig.
Are you doing a live read right now?
Yeah, please call Lindahl Insurance for all your insurance needs. I think they even offer boating insurance, so Mike, you should give them a call.
Is that the waiting for next year guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
the only waiting for next year guy that follows me on Twitter.
None of them follow me. I made fun of them one time for, I don't remember what it was about.
I made fun of them several times.
Mike, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you say that line from Captain Phillips where the Nigerian pirate says, "I'm the captain now"?
I don't know what that is.
Come on, Captain Phillips.
Oh, my God.
That's a good movie, man. That's a really good
movie. You know what it is. You just don't want to say it.
I don't know what it is.
Just say, look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. But you have to say it in a very thick Nigerian accent.
I don't have a Nigerian accent.
Well, your Midwestern one will work.
And then otherwise I'll be called a racist, so I'm not going to.
Look, we're allowed to say the word Nigerian. It is a country.
Yeah, but I feel like if I do the accent, I'll be considered racist.
All right. Well, just then say it in your standard Midwestern tone.
Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm trying to find these little plugs that we can put in. So when the podcast gets uploaded tomorrow, it's going to start with that little quote. It'll say, "Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain." And then the music will start. See, that's production value, people.
I'd like to just give a shout out to duct tape, duck brand duct tape. For anything, you can use duct tape for everything. So I just wanted to shout them out real quick.
My company works at them.
Good.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Tropicana Orange Juice. We have their glass plant and their main packing factory here in Bradenton, Florida. And I just want to let you guys know that sometimes when I roll out of bed in the morning and get out and the city of Bradenton smells like shitty burning orange peels, I know I'm home.
And speaking of Bradenton, I'd like to give a shout out to the Bollettieri Baseball and Tennis Academy in Bradenton, Florida.
Also known as IMG Academy now. Yeah.
For my 11th grade spring break baseball tournament. Thanks for having me out.
Mike, you got anything you want to throw a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to my boating instructor today for seeing my name? Michigan. His name is Mike, actually.
Oh, weird.
For telling really weird, creepy stories and telling me I was going to fail the class for wearing a Michigan armband.
Armband? You have an armband? Yeah.
Like a wristband. I have a Michigan wristband that I wear.
I thought you meant like something going around your bicep.
No. No, I'm not Carmelo Anthony.
So you said creepy stories. So what was he doing, like whispering them in your ear while you were steering the boat?
No.
Like he was standing behind you whispering in your ear?
I wasn't on a boat.
Oh, okay.
In a class.
It was a classroom, man.
Well, how do you learn how to drive a boat in a classroom?
There's books and materials that you... There's PowerPoints you watch, and then you translate it over to the boat.
I would like to shout out Speedway, the gas station, because I complained on Twitter earlier this week about them not having any dark roast coffee, and then they DM'd me and gave me a free dark roast coffee.
Wow.
So shout out to Speedway. I also hear they have really delightful chili dogs, but I have yet to try one.
I've also heard this.
I want to shout out the Belleville, Ohio Walmart for having...
It's only 5 minutes from here, but technically it's in Mansfield. Okay. So.
All right, let me start over. I just want to throw a quick shout out to the Mansfield, Ohio Walmart. They have the money packs, so Aaron might be able to eventually pay us, and we can keep the podcast going. Instead of
I feel like for all those shout-outs I just did, somebody else should pay for it anyway.
Why
do I have to pay for the...
Are you a needy girl on Twitter right now who asks for things?
I just shouted out a Duck Brand duct tape.
It's a bony company.
How about Lindahl Insurance sponsors us?
We don't really have any real endorsements. We're just saying names. Like, I can say, yeah, you know, Speedway. Down here we have Racetrack, and then they're going to be like, thanks for shouting us out. We don't care.
Right.
You guys curse too much. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, probably.
So, actually, since Aaron brought up Mansfield... Shout out to Ashland, Ohio, where the rest of the Boney contingent lives.
Really?
Ashland's a fine place. Where at in Ashland?
Ashland's a shithole. I hate it.
I have no idea.
Ashland's a fine town.
Do you hate it because you know that Boney's family lives there and you used to like it?
No, it has nothing to do with that. I went there for a semester of college and got horribly drunk and high every day.
That sounds awesome.
That's all there is. That's all there is to do in Ohio.
That's very funny.
he does take offense.
I don't take offense.
Why
took offense?
No, I said that's a very funny comment. I've never heard anything like that before.
keep talking. Why do we hate Ashland?
They threw me out of school. Pretty much, it's why I hate them. It's my own fault, but I still hate them.
So you blaming it on somebody else? Thanks.
It's just like blaming a late flight for a baseball team on why they got
suspended. Such a Democrat, Mike.
I have no control over the baseball team, nor do I play for the team.
Yeah, but you're still blaming.
Can we get into an argument about politics?
Oh, no.
Mike is a hardcore conservative.
Peacock.
Mark is a hardcore liberal.
Yes.
What could Greg Little possibly say about Josh Gordon?
That he thinks that our food stamp program should be expanded?
I thought they were friends.
I agree, Mark.
I thought Greg Little and Josh Gordon liked each other. Greg Little is going to have his revenge on Orange and Brown on October 26th.
Sure, I'm sure he will. I don't think he'll be on this.
Believe that.
Believe with two E's.
Believe that. What does that mean?
I want to take my son to Cedar Point this summer.
You should.
That'd be fun.
How much is it?
Like 40
I don't know.
They have deals, man. They have all sorts of deals.
I can drive my boat over to Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah, dude. Can I sleep on the yacht? Because I don't know how we're going to do the hotel.
On the yacht?
You guys got some spare beds.
Got a yacht.
I call dibs on the second floor. You guys get anything below it, and my son and I will just be up there as long as it has a private kitchen.
On the second floor? What is this, like a houseboat?
I've got a house. No, it's not. It's a regular boat, but I have a house out there.
You have a house in Sandusky.
And money bags.
I have a house in Huron, the city right next to Sandusky, right on the lake.
What are you, some kind of fucking land baron?
Uncle Pennywise here.
Do you have it, or do your parents have it?
My parents have it. Come on.
There we go.
There we go. Now we get to the root of it.
Yeah, but he has access to it.
I have access to it.
So we could say, hey, can we party at the house in Huron this weekend? And that would be just totally fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Are your parents there?
Most of the time, yeah.
Can they not be when we come?
They could, yeah. They could not be there.
All right. Aaron, are you in?
I kind of wasn't paying attention, but yeah, I'm in.
Right. Can we do a live podcast?
We can do a podcast. Yep, podcast from Lake Erie.
Maybe Cedar Point will sponsor our show, and we can get a free trip to Cedar Point.
That's true.
Or you can just go to Drug Mart and get a discount.
I'd like to shout out Cedar Point, America's rock and roller coaster.
I want to shout out the Sandbar in Huron, Ohio, for having the best pizza in anywhere.
I really love pizza.
That's true. It's pretty good. It's up there. It's my favorite pizza in Ohio, I should say.
All right. Well, we're
coming up on the dreaded 1 hour mark, so...
We've got about 10 more minutes.
Oh.
All right, so we can do our little sports reporter deal if you want to do that, and that's fine with me.
Hey, well, no, let's talk about what's going on Memorial Day. Anybody got any big plans?
I tried to schedule my T-ball team's practice for Memorial Day.
Wow, you asshole.
I didn't realize. I rescheduled. I just forgot it was Memorial Day.
I got a friend's bachelor party on Saturday.
Where are you going?
Doing a bar crawl. Starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
That should end well.
Yeah, it's not going to end well.
It's all there is to do in the anus of America.
Yep. A butthole bar crawl.
Yep.
All you little hemorrhoids just going around.
Our little hemorrhoids are going to be moving around Cleveland going through the bars.
Oh, God.
Oh, Boney, what are you doing, buddy?
I am going down to Virginia Beach this weekend.
That sounds good. Let's say hi to Mike Vick for me.
Yeah, go to Newport News.
Actually, I played baseball against Michael Vick back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you visit Bad News Kennels?
No, we went down to Hampton and played his high school team.
Who won?
Of course they do. They're way more athletic than we were, if you know what I'm saying.
We're going to... You're going down to Virginia Beach.
Even though your team is from Chocolate City...
Oh, well, I live in the suburbs, so you know what that... I mean, the suburbs is... It's like you guys are on the team.
So when you go down to Virginia Beach, are you going to be, like, passing out pamphlets for, like, meetings and stuff?
No, I'm going to...
Like your paraphernalia? Like,
Can you promote the podcast?
Yeah, I'll pass out business cards.
You should. Like, if anything that relates to your clan meetings, just put the iTunes link at the bottom.
Well, I won't need any sunscreen because I'll have the sheets covering me, so right. I'll be able to save some money that way.
Nathan Bedford Forrest. My wife is taking my children with one of her friends to the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, and I'm doing yard work.
That sounds awful.
It's actually not. We just bought a house, so the backyard needs some work, and trying to get it done with my children here, as Aaron can probably attest to, anything done with your children around is very difficult.
Yes.
So yeah. your balls are healed enough now to be able to do that kind of lifting?
We are going to give it a test run. No more streaks.
Yeah, I'm taking the day off tomorrow. I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah, what?
I'm taking the day off tomorrow. No work for me.
If you guys want to talk about my scrotum a little more, I mean, we didn't devote any time to it this time, if you just want to talk about
No.
How's it feeling, man?
I think it feels great.
How are things in the bedroom? Are they back to normal?
I can report positive news in that department, yeah.
Well, good, man.
That's good. Yeah. It's good.
Very happy for you. Is there another little mini mark on the way?
Maybe down the road. We're having those conversations.
If you have another child and it happens to be a boy, what are the chances of that child being named Boney?
Jarvie. What about Jarvie?
Jarvie is definitely in middle name territory only because of the sacrifices he's made to save our country on multiple occasions.
You know, I was just thinking in my head that Jarvie has yet to get a shout-out, and I was trying to work him in one way.
We've mentioned him on every podcast. Version one.
I mean, Matthew Amadeus Jarvie is...
He's like Michigan's Jack Bauer.
He's royal. He's royalty.
I would like to claim him as America's. Michigan can't own him. He's America.
He's ours. Shut up.
But when he tweets pictures like dog fighting dog pictures with a front, he missed it at the beginning of the podcast. He retweeted a picture of a dog that had just participated in a dog fight, where the whole like front nose of the dog was all chewed off and ripped off. I don't need to see that shit.
Why did King Jarvie do that?
Because he's an activist and he's trying to save the animals, and you should show more respect.
Yeah. Don't question Jarvie's tweetings.
Jarvie was in my car in November, and I haven't washed the inside of my car since then.
I wouldn't have either.
Does Jarvie have a distinct smell, and your car still smells like him?
No, but I just wanted look, it's...
He's very regal. I mean, when you meet the guy, you're just, like, you're kind of in awe. I've met him a couple times, and you're just like, that's Jarvie.
Stetson?
Like, I went to Roosters up in Toledo when we watched Michigan get destroyed by Kansas State. And I walked into the bar and I saw him and I had to turn for a second and be like, wow, it's really Jarvie.
I approached him. More Snapchats from any one person of any one person in a single night.
I want to be in the same room with Jarvie and I want to hear him say, I'm fucking faded right now.
Me too.
I want that so bad.
And everyone, I think that's everyone's dream, is for that to happen.
I have that picture as my background.
All right, let's wrap this up. Go ahead and we'll work our way around and we'll do our little weekly sports report. And I'm going to start with Mike since he was the last one in. He can be the first one out.
Whoa. I'm not ready.
You're ready. Go.
What are you got more tacos or something? Do you need to win it?
I just wasn't expected to be go-to first. I haven't formed a thought yet for my sport report.
Okay, who wants to go then? It's not me.
Daniel. I mean Boney.
I think it's good that I go after Boney because I'll probably just counter whatever he says.
I think you have it left.
No, that's ridiculous. Aaron goes first.
No.
Hey, go for it, Aaron.
All right. I don't really care about sports enough to talk about them. So I really don't have much to say other than I'm disgusted that Boney thinks he's a critic on beer and then says he wants a Budweiser, which is disgusting. Maybe you should try a craft beer. Have a nice IPA, not a fucking Budweiser. That's disgusting. But anyway, that's all I got.
All right, Boney on the block.
I would like to discuss the manners of Cleveland sports fans.
Oh boy!
This past four or five days in my life, in my Twitter mentions section, I have been the subject and the butt of jokes. Trolls of the trolls. And this morning, somebody opened up the Roach Motel from Mike's follower section because my mentions were filled up with the most miscellaneous ass people I've ever seen in my life tweet me. So I would just like to give a shout out to all of the one-off tweeters that decided that they would tweet me.
Can you give some of their names?
No, because they're so far, because I interact with people on Twitter, so now they're so far down in my mentions it would take too long to search. But I would just like to give a shout out to all the one-off witness name people that tweeted me, cleverly named people that have Z-I-E-L at the end of their name now because they like Johnny Football. And any other name related
your
to
name
me.
That?
Yeah, any other name. My Twitter handle is not that. No, my Twitter, okay. The mm-hmm. joking name is like.
Okay. So, thanks for clarifying.
So shout out to all the one-off morons that tweet once or twice a day that decided today was the day that they wanted to bark up my tree.
All right, I'm ready. All right, I want to. Give a shout-out to the behavior of Detroit sports fans on Twitter. The night of the NBA draft lottery, there was a certain individual that will remain nameless who said that he wanted to pretty much beat up Dan Gilbert's disabled son because the Cavs got the number one draft pick again. And I just want to take a shout-out to, you know, all the Detroit fans that said that we were going to get destroyed by their baseball team this week, and then we swept them three games in a row. And, you know, it doesn't mean anything, though, because it's just May. So I just want to give a shout-out to Detroit fans. You guys are one in a million. Love you guys. You guys are a great fan base. Really appreciate interacting with you, especially during baseball season. You guys are very level-headed individuals, and I wish you the best of luck.
Okay, I'm going to wrap this up by talking about the very fragile and uncomfortable manic state of Cleveland sports fans. Not to keep butchering the same topic, but I really do feel like this is an instance where we need to just, as a collective, and I'm not just talking about Detroit, I'm talking about people in general, just need to get out of Cleveland's way and watch the magical tumble into ass grief depression the minute one thing goes wrong. Because right now, they're riding high on an unproven rookie quarterback, a pick that is yet to be determined yet, and a baseball team that is 10 losses back in the loss column. But it is only May, and the minute anything goes wrong, it's going to be ass grief, butthurt city, and we really should just let that shitball mudslide roll past us and watch. Do not get in front of it. Do not try to stop it down the hill. Just let it go, because they'll take care of it for themselves. That's all I have for this evening.
Damn. Well, that was all for this week's edition of Playing with the Boys. Sorry, Mark, trying to take your job there. Close us out.
I don't know. I'm aroused by that take there, Mark.
I find it extremely ironic when Detroit fans mock. I even find it more ironic that people who, you know, claim Detroit as their city actually mock the city of Cleveland itself. I've never understood that one.
How many do that though? Like I think
I saw some dude. I saw a dude yesterday tweeting. I wish I'd remember his name. But he was saying something about how if Cleveland burnt to the ground, no one would care. And his like Twitter name was Detroit something.
I am on Mike's camp when I say that making fun of a city, there's really no point in doing that because I don't know. There's something about like maybe it's just being stupid. Sports are sports, and rivalries are rivalry. But, like, if something terrible happened in Columbus, Ohio, I would donate money or go help because it's people, and I don't want to see people in pain or have a bunch of shit rain down on them. Now, Cleveland sports fans, they can douse themselves in kerosene and run into the Cuyahoga. I don't give a fuck. They can do whatever they want.
The koi poga? Is that what you said?
Yeah. However the fuck you say whatever your weird Indian massacre river
names. I mean, if one of Detroit's like abandoned buildings fell on top of all Detroit fans, I wouldn't feel too bad.
Right. If at but some there, point someone there would decided be more... to reignite the river and the Indian fans just turned into one giant funeral pyre, I wouldn't be upset about it.
Well, let me ask this question. Abandoned house could fall on some Detroit fans, and the stadium would still be filled because we'd fill the empty seats. If some fell on Cleveland fans, would anybody go to an Indians game?
Look at the Pistons arena.
Oh, hey!
1,100 people in that. It looks like a freaking, it's a warehouse with nobody in it, man.
Like a morgue.
You guys support your good teams like every other city does. Congratulations.
Well, let me know when you guys get one of those.
We will. We will. Johnny Manziel is raining terror upon the league, and Matthew Stafford is at his frat boy parties with his 27% body fat. We will remind you every single day.
Hey, I know that right now you're experiencing something that I've experienced before, and I just want to let you know you really should enjoy it, because when it falls apart, it falls apart hard. And right now you're like, oh, you love the idea of Manziel, and I really love the idea of Brady Hoke and Michigan returning to glory and all that awesome stuff. But when reality sets in, it's like, woof, that was that one fun year when Hoke was getting all those recruits and everyone was like, this is Michigan. And then they saw what he could actually do. I mean, you're in a stage right now where you're like, oh, Johnny Manziel's going to rain terror. He hasn't done anything.
Comparing Johnny Manziel and Brady Hoke is the biggest joke you've ever told.
The point that I'm trying to make is that you're flying high.
Couldn't have said any quote-unquote major college program except Michigan.
Here.
You are snorting pure lines of...
I'm happy about him, but I'm not, you know, listen, I can't say... Listen.
If Manziel has done as much
as you, if you think I'm not well aware of what being a Cleveland sports fan is and what is eventually going to happen and that we are eventually going to fall back into reality, I'm well aware of that. But I'm going to certainly enjoy the 4 more months until I have to face reality of what he actually might be as a quarterback. So until that time comes, I'm going to take the Lance Gordon route to things and just be completely delusional about my teams until I actually have to be proven otherwise.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you really, really need to enjoy it.
Right, and that's what I plan on doing.
Just keep snorting it. That's that was my sports reporter moment. I was just saying, look, this thing you're feeling, enjoy it. And when the shit hits the fan, I won't say a word. I promise you. You have that as my oath. I will not say a word.
I know you won't. And you know what? Sometimes that's the best response because silence is deafening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Boney, can we close this out with a Notorious Wojo tweet?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, so let me cue one up. Talk about something real quick. Let me cue one up.
Oh, Michael Brantley just got a single because he's fucking terrible.
Yeah, he's such an average player. Well, Hall just got another hit.
You could talk about...
Lonnie Baseball.
Goon Liano just now finding out Landon Donovan's not on the U.S. team.
he's always such in the loop. Such a great sports fan.
Oh.
I love when the Red
Wings...
I love how he never tweets about the Red Wings the entire season, and then they make the playoffs and get eliminated.
Dude, he does the same thing about... And then he goes,
at least we made the playoffs, though.
And then he tweets all year about the Lions until they start to, like, until the inevitable
comes. And then the 10th game comes and it's Patriots. It's all Patriots.
Oh.
Forza.
I cannot wait until Italy gets eliminated from the World Cup. That is going to be, oh. That, I know you guys hate soccer, but that needs to be an episode alone.
I think you're going to be recording that one by yourself.
Yeah. I probably will. It'll be great.
All right, gentlemen. I'm going to hang this up and...
Hey, hold on. We got to get our Notorious tweet. Hurry up.
Yeah, so let's go back 4 hours ago when the Landon Donovan news broke and Notorious Wojo offered up this gem. Landon Donovan, who's only 32 years old. Landon Donovan equals Bernie Kosar. No other context, no other statement before or after, just that gem.
Thank you, Ojo.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Mike, if you could just email me your schedule so we can try to work around next episode around shuffleboard and boating lessons and, you know, like basket weaving and knitting.
Speed dating.
Interacting with other human beings besides a computer.
Oh, for Mike, Mark, and Boney, I'm Aaron, and that's it for tonight.
Good night.